Welcome to Mindset and Money Mastery for Photographers, the podcast. We help overwhelmed photographers make more money while simplifying their business by mastering their, you guessed it, mindset and money. Tune in each week for practical and actionable tips to take your photography business up a notch. Let's dive right in. I am so excited to be heading to Imaging USA in the coming week, and I just wanted to really focus on today's episode about what you need to know as you go into Imaging USA. And this episode might not be exactly what you thought it would be or what you were expecting. You might have been expecting me to pop on here and to share some tips like wear comfortable shoes or bring a jacket because it can be cold in Nashville in January. But really today we're going to focus on some practical things that have to do with attending a photography conference and some things to really keep in mind as you go into the conference. That way you don't leave the conference feeling overwhelmed and you don't leave the conference feeling like, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to share some of my top pieces of advice to go into a photography conference in the right state of mind and with a game plan in mind so you don't leave feeling overwhelmed. I know that for me, in the early years of my business, I used to go to a ton of conferences, a ton of workshops, and all too often I would leave those conferences or those workshops and I would just feel so overwhelmed. I would feel like I had all of these ideas, all of these changes I would want to make. I would come home and I would completely reinvent my business and I would hear something a speaker said and I would just be like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing in the world. I'm going to go home and I'm going to do this right now. And I would start to make these changes in my business and then they wouldn't work and I'd feel frustrated and I just wouldn't know what to do. So I'm going to give you some guidelines and kind of some things to keep in mind as you go into photography conferences in general to make sure that you don't feel overwhelmed and to make sure that you don't end up going home and just like sitting there staring at pages and pages of notes and thinking, what am I going to do with this? I need to make all these changes. All these people say these are working great for them, so that means I should do them too. Because that is not the mentality that you should come home from a photography conference with. So let's talk about this. My first piece of advice is really going to be don't reinvent your business with every single speaker you listen to. Every single speaker you listen to at photography conferences will have a different way of doing things. They'll have different methods. They'll have different products that they love. They'll have different systems and different apps and programs and all of these things that they love and that they use in their own business. And I really want to encourage you to not reinvent your business every time you listen to a new speaker. It's important that the best way to make changes and to grow in your business is to make a lot of small, gradual tweaks over time. So I want you to think about your business like an engine. If your engine isn't broken, you sure as heck would not go replace your entire engine. Instead, you would look for areas and places that it needs to be tuned up, and you would make gradual adjustments and tweaks over time so that it ran better. If you don't already know, my public Facebook group is called Photography Business Tune-Up, and that is because I genuinely, wholeheartedly believe that you should be able to take your business and tune your business up over time, and you shouldn't constantly replace the engine. So I want you to think about your business as you go into this conference, and I want you to ask yourself, is my engine broken? If your engine isn't completely broken, then maybe you don't need to reinvent. Maybe you don't need an entire new engine in your business. Now, if you are listening to this and you're thinking, what I'm doing is not working, a big change is needed, I'm not making any money, I don't have any clients, something is seriously wrong in my business, then it might be time to consider an overhaul. And it might be time to really change out your engine in your business. But before you go and replace your entire engine, I really want to make sure that you take the time to understand why you need to replace the engine in your business. And I want you to take time to research and to learn about your engine, your business, and really what that should look like. Before you replace your engine, you're going to research all of the different engines, right? All of the different business systems, all of the different methods, all of the different ways you can do things first before you decide which one you're going to go with. And you're going to make a decision on which engine that you decide to use based on your needs. based on your life, based on what's important to you. What's important to you as a person? What's important to you as a business owner? What's important to you as a photographer? And I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing in your business, right? Research. Look at all of the options and decide which direction you're going to go before you decide to replace that engine in your business. And a really great way to do that is just talk to people. Talk to other people who are running businesses. Ask them what their advice is. Ask them what they recommend doing. Ask them what's worked for them over the years. One of my favorite questions that I always like to ask photographers that I meet that have been in the industry for 20, 30 years, and this is something that I started doing really early on in my business actually, is I started to ask photographers that I met, if you could share one piece of advice with me, one thing that you have learned that is just so important that you wish everybody else who was in this industry knew, what would it be? Ask people that question. For me, I really think that my piece of advice that I would share with each and every person is charge what you're worth. And secondly, you're probably worth more than you realize you're worth because a lot of people don't know their worth. But I ask this question time and time again. And the answers that I get and the answers that I've gotten over time, I really wish I would have written them all down, honestly, and had a glossary of all of these things because I've gotten some really great advice by asking this question. A lot of them have been really simple things that feel simple, but in all reality are really, really great tidbits of advice. I've been told, don't charge less than these prices and been handed a price sheet. I've been told, follow through with what you say you're going to do. I've been told, don't give away your digital files. They are your gold. And a handful of other pieces of golden nuggets from people when I ask that question. But really, look at what people who've been in this industry for a long time, look at what they're doing. Because the people that have been able to stand the test of time, that have been able to have studios, that have been in business for 20 or 30 or more years, those type of people are the people that have this figured out. Because if they did not have it figured out, they would not have been in this industry for a long time. And something that I noticed very early on about those people that have been in this industry for a long time is that most of those people that have been in the industry for a long time and who have made a name for themselves and who are successful and who are profitable, they're doing IPS. And that really led me down the IPS path because I saw that the people who had long-standing businesses that could last and sustain them in their lives were using this type of business model. And that's really what put me on the path to where I'm at today, was looking at what those people had been doing. So take the time to research, take the time to learn about all the different business models, all the different methods, and figure out what's going to work for you, but also what's going to last for the longevity of your business and allow you to sustain a good life for yourself and your family and to pay yourself well, right? And once you decide which of these paths you're going to go down, then you need to decide if you're going to tackle this on your own. Are you going to tackle this on your own? And are you going to learn from all the free things? And are you going to watch all the videos and take all the classes and try to piece together all these little bitty things? Are you going to maybe watch videos and take those videos that you watched and then like try to figure out how to piece it together? Or are you going to hire somebody to come alongside of you and to help you and to guide you on your path? For me and my process of building my business and really building my engine, it was a combination of things. In the beginning, it was a lot of me watching free videos and reading things on the internet and watching creative lives and piecing together things on my own. And then I got to a place where I started buying the courses and I started taking the courses and I started realizing that the courses were only going to get me so far. And that's when I decided to really start hiring mentors and somebody to really help guide me right alongside of me. And actually, I did this in the first year of my business. In the first year of my business, I hired my first mentor to help me, to guide me, to direct me, to hold my hand, to be there with me. And also with that mentor, I got a community of people. I got a community of people that were also working alongside me and doing the same things I was doing so that I didn't feel so alone. So hiring a mentor and really having somebody work alongside of me and guide me got me there so much faster than I would have if I would have just been piecing it together on my own or just watching the videos and doing the courses on their own. So I'm going to encourage you to kind of really consider when you're doing things on your own, there's nothing wrong with that. But remember, it's going to take you longer to get there. It's going to require a few more tears, a little bit more cursing, a lot more heartache, and all of those things if you're trying to make it on your own. And in life in general, you know this. When you go through things in life or when you're going through growth or when you're doing things in life in general, it's harder to go at it alone. It's much easier when you have somebody there to help you. And it's so much easier if you have somebody there to help you that's been through it themselves, that understands where you're at, that gets it. So I'm going to encourage you, you know, really think about this and decide, am I going to keep going at this alone? Or am I going to get the help I need, the guidance I need, the assistance I need, and ultimately make the investment in not only myself and my business to get there faster? Doing things on your own can sometimes cost you far more in the long run than just getting the help that you need and you deserve. When I talk about this, I can't help but think about my husband a little bit. My husband and I are the quintessential definition of people who like to do things ourselves and not get help because we can do it ourselves and we can make it work. And you know what? We might as well just figure it out and do it ourselves because we can afford to do it that way. And we've built our life together on that principle. We quite literally built a house together with our own two hands, and we stood up on ladders and lifted those giant beams above our head and almost died and almost dropped boards on our head and all kinds of things. And it took a lot of late nights and it took a lot of tears and frustration and all of the things. And it took us years to build that house. And, you know, I look at that house, and I guess this is a great metaphor of our businesses, but I look at that house sometimes and I think, oh my gosh, that is a disaster. If we would have just paid somebody to do that, we wouldn't have to be constantly fixing it. And the water pressure would probably be good. And the roof wouldn't leak when it rained too hard. And we wouldn't have all of these problems that we have. Now, did we learn a lot along the way doing it? Yeah, we did. Was it an adventure? Yes, it was. But at the same time, the amount of money we ended up spending doing and redoing things because we did them wrong, and the amount of time that we spent that we could have been living in that house and had a beautiful home to live in that was done, it kind of, when you put it in that way, you really start to think, man, was it worth it fighting and doing it ourselves? Like climbing literally these ladders and saving our pennies and, you know, going to Whataburger at 1 o'clock in the morning because we worked till midnight on the house and forgot to eat dinner? Was that worth it? And there's sometimes when I think, you know, maybe we should have just paid the money to have somebody do it and had something that was done and good and didn't have issues to this day, right? So consider that whenever you are thinking about building your engine or tuning up your engine, right? Are you going to go at it alone? Are you going to get a little bit of help? Or are you going to have somebody to guide you and to help you and support you who's done it before? And this leads me to my second piece of advice. Don't ever do something just because someone else does it. It's really easy to sit there and to listen to people at conferences speak and to be like, oh my gosh, they do this. This sounds amazing. I'm going to go do it. But the problem is if you don't understand why they're doing it and the logic and the reason and the psychology behind it, then you might try to do it and you might fall flat on your face. It is important that you understand the reason why something works, the psychology of why a technique works before you decide to implement it in your business. I talk to photographers all the time that say, I tried so-and-so system. I tried this price guide. I tried this sales process. I tried this prep guide. I tried these email templates. And for some reason, it's not working. I get it. I've been there too. I remember the days going to a conference, buying a course, hearing something new, new pricing, a new system. And then I'd run home and change everything I was doing overnight. Let me tell you, doing this is the quickest way to lead yourself to a giant hamster wheel that just has you spinning 24/7. There was a year in my business where I changed my wedding pricing, I think a grand total of 8 times in that 1 year. I was going to all these conferences, all these workshops. I was hiring all these mentors, doing all these courses. And every time I learned a new pricing structure from somebody, I tried it. And I remember my husband looking at me one day and he was like, Corinda, if you change your pricing another time or you ask me for my opinion about another pricing structure, he's like, seriously, this is a problem. And I was like, what do you mean? I have to test them out. I have to try the things. And he's like, yeah, but like these things aren't working. They're not right for you. What's right for you? And the problem was, is that I just kept trying what everyone else was doing and thinking that because it worked for them, it was going to work for me. So before you make changes in your business, I want you to take a step back and ask yourself, why does this work for them? What is the reason why this works for them? What is the reason why they are doing this? And then ask yourself, does this actually make sense for me? Is this something that I can stand behind? Is this something that I believe will work from a logical standpoint and not just because somebody else said it will work? Each and every one of you should learn to make sound decisions in your business on your own, based on logic and reason, instead of just copying what someone else says because it works for them. Literally, I talk to photographers every week that are saying, I bought this template, I bought this guide, I bought this script, and they aren't working. I'm not booking clients. I'm not making money. People are saying I'm too expensive, but I'm using so-and-so's guide. I'm using so-and-so's script. I'm using the same pricing she uses. And it works for her. Just because it works for her doesn't mean it's right for you. And I want you to really be cognizant and aware of this. Anytime an educator or a mentor is just simply giving you a script or a guide or a template or a price list or a product guide, and they're saying to you, do this because it's what I do, probably not a good idea. Your business should be something that you have created and built in a way that is unique to you as a business owner. Each and every single one of my coaching clients, their pricing is different. Each and every single one of my coaching clients, their info call script is different. Each and every one of my coaching clients, their process is different. Because I teach my coaching clients to build a business based on them, based on the things that are important to them in their business, based on their personality, based on themselves and what they value. I am not teaching my coaching clients to copy and paste what I'm doing. As a matter of fact, I don't provide any templates to my coaching clients. I don't provide any price list to my coaching clients. But instead, what I provide to them is the framework and the structure and the process and the logic and the reason behind what they need to build on their own. Because I want to create strong, independent business owners that know how to run a business on their own and make decisions for themselves. That's the number one thing my coaching clients tell me. They say, I am now confident in my ability to make decisions in my business. I'm confident in my own ability and my own skill to make decisions going forward. I want to help each and every one of you become strong, confident business owners who know how to go forward in life and make the right choice for themselves. To not have to keep buying another class or not have to keep hiring another mentor to teach them the same thing over and over again, because you know how to pivot and you know how to make those adjustments in your business. Which brings me to my third point. Take the time to learn the reason behind every change you make in your business so that you know how to pivot and adjust over time when things aren't working. That template or guide you bought comes with years and years of work that the photographer who built it put in to get to that point. It comes with an entire system to support it. That's why the guide or the script isn't working for you. It's because you don't have all of the other pieces. Because you're missing the entire system that makes that guide work. And you're also missing the business it was created for and the person it was created for, because you are not the same person that's standing up on that stage talking to you You are not the same person as the person that's selling that guide. You are you. You are unique and you are different, and your business should be different too. So ask yourself what the reason is behind this template. How does it play into the bigger picture of a business before you go off the deep end and expect some magical template or guide to fix your entire business? The next thing I want to tell you is learn to recognize what is and isn't working. Don't be afraid to pivot. Don't be afraid to make adjustments or changes. You should make adjustments or changes to that guide or template that you bought. Sometimes, unfortunately, making a change or an adjustment can be hard. Sometimes it requires combing through your entire business from start to finish. Sometimes it requires really looking at things with a microscope. Don't be afraid to really comb through your business with a fine-tooth comb. I like to say your business is like a ladder. And if you're climbing a wooden ladder with a tiny crack in it, you might not be able to see that little crack. Looking to create more magic in your business? Make sure you join us over in Your Magic Year. Your Magic Year is our new year-long program designed to help give you direction and guidance as you move throughout the next year in your business. Together, we're going to work through quests each and every month. We're going to have a magical training every month to give you guidance and direction. But most importantly, you're going to be surrounded in a community of people that are also working towards the same goals as yourself, so you don't have to feel alone. Check out the link in the show notes. Until you hit it with your foot and your entire weight goes on that crack, and you're going to come sliding down that ladder and hitting your face on the way down. To find that crack though, before you hit it, you're going to have to take a magnifying glass and you're going to have to search over that entire ladder, which feels like a lot. But really, when you learn to do that, it's going to change so much in your business. It really sometimes requires breaking your business down to the basics and looking for the tiny places that you can pivot and improve your business. Even if it feels beneath you, even if you've been in business for years and you feel like what you're doing is kind of working, but it could be a little bit better, that's your sign that you need to break things back down to the basics and comb through everything. After being in business for 10 years and being at where I am at in my business, I am still constantly breaking down pieces of my business and looking for ways to improve them. I am still saying, what can I do to optimize this? What can I do to make more money? What can I do to simplify? What can I do to make my life easier in my business? Which takes me to my fourth point here, which is learn to audit your business. Learn to perform an audit on your business and continually check in on where your business is in real time so that you can make pivots and adjustments throughout the year instead of waiting till the end of every year to look at your business and make those adjustments. Start to be proactive in your business audits. Start to look for opportunities throughout the year to make those small pivots and adjustments as you go. Don't leave them all for January 1. One of my coaching clients, when I was talking to her about how her business has changed since she started working with me, she was saying that her business is kind of surgical. And the way I teach people to look at their business is almost surgical because it's exact and precise. And everything I do in my business is done for a very particular reason. And I thought that was really interesting. She was even saying the process that I use when I photograph my clients, because she was able to come with me to a session, is surgical and precise. And the way I shoot my sessions is surgical and precise and done in a very particular way for a very particular reason. And the reason that my business is like this, from my business side of things to the way I photograph my clients, is because that I have learned that in order to scale and grow my business and to also enjoy my life and not work all the time, it is important that I make things as simple as possible and I create systems. And as I'm doing that, I'm continually looking at my business and looking for adjustments and things to help in that process of simplifying, making my life easier, making more money, doing less work. It is a continual process in my business. A business audit is one of the systems that I've implemented in my business. And I use this system to audit my clients and what they're investing, as well as my business finances every year. But also, I'm checking in on this every quarter. So every quarter, I'm actually going into my business audit and I'm updating it and I'm looking at it and I'm making adjustments and I'm saying, what do I need to do? Where am I hitting the mark or where am I missing the mark? And I'm continually adjusting every quarter in my business. And then every month, I'm also going in and making minor adjustments as well and looking at where I'm at in relation to my goals. This helps me make the adjustments I need to meet my goals every year or to set new goals when I need to set new goals. I do this often and I'm constantly checking in on my progress and I'm constantly checking back in with my audits to see where I'm at. And this is something that is hugely important. Before you go into a photography conference, before you go into a workshop, sit down and audit your business. Look at your business from A to Z. Look at your clients. What have they been spending? What have they been buying? What improvements or tweaks or adjustments do you need to make to step your game up there? Look at your finances in your business. Are you paying yourself? Would you like to be able to pay yourself more? Where are you falling short in all aspects of your business? Then when you go into a conference or a workshop or you're learning something new, you can go into that conference or your workshop and you can say, hey, you know what? I need to make some pivots or adjustments here. So I'm going to go to the classes that are going to help me learn to make those pivots or those adjustments in this place. Or, hey, I'm listening to this guy talk and you know, I do need some help to figure out how to sell bigger wall art. So he's talking about selling bigger wall art. So this is the part where I really need to pay attention to. And I need to see what am I doing versus what is he telling me I should be doing? And then what pivots can I make? What adjustments can I make? But before I make those, do they make sense? Is it logical? Does it work for me in my business? Is what I'm doing broken? I need to ask myself all of those things. So I'm not just going in all willy-nilly and just making all these changes and all these tweaks and all these adjustments and overwhelming myself and sending myself into a spiral and putting myself on the hamster wheel, as I like to say. So start to really think about these things. Remember, when you're going into conferences or workshops or anything like that, don't reinvent your business with every single speaker you listen to. You will literally be so overwhelmed if you do this. The second thing is, don't ever do something just because someone else does it. Make sure that you're checking in and you're making sure that it feels right for you and your business and that it actually makes sense for you and your business. Third, take the time to learn the reason and the logic behind any pivot you make before you make it. If you're going to implement a new system or a new process or make a change, make sure you understand why you are making those changes and what the reason is behind it and why it works before you implement it in your business. And lastly, learn to audit your business. Go into these photography conferences with goals in mind. Go into these photography conferences knowing what your strengths and your weaknesses are. Go into these photography conferences knowing where adjustments need to be made in your business and what things are broken. Don't replace your entire engine unless you absolutely need to. And remember that you're not going to replace your engine before you research and figure out what engine is going to work best for you. So don't do the same thing in your business. It is a huge, costly mistake that will set you back and cause frustration. But also too, remember as you go on this journey, don't be afraid to get help. Don't be afraid to hire the person, the mentor, to help you. Don't be afraid to befriend somebody in the photography world and have a business bestie that y'all are doing things together. Don't be afraid to find a community of people to support you as you go through this. When you're at these conferences, this is a great time to make friends. This is a great time to talk to people. When you sit down and introduce yourself to the people next to you. Sit down and say, hey, here I am. I'm Corinda. Nice to meet you. Where are you from? What do you do? Let's meet each other. Let's be Facebook friends. Let's follow each other, right? Don't be afraid to make friends. The photography world is tough, guys. I get it. 10 years in business, I feel it. It's tough. But going at it with friends and with people that understand and support you and encourage you, people that are all over the world, I have photographer friends all over the world. I find it so cool that I know I could be in literally the middle of nowhere in some random state, hours away from home, and that I could most likely find somebody I know in that area to help me if I was in need. To know that I could be across the globe, I could be in another country. And chances are I have a photographer friend that I know through the internet or a conference I've been to or a workshop I've been to that lives somewhere near where I'm at. And to know that I'm never alone and I always have people there that I'm connected to through this amazing world that we're in as photographers. So I'm going to encourage you to take this time at the conferences to really meet people, make connections, you know, get to know the people next to you, talk to people. And also too, if you see me walking around with my purple hair, stop me and say hi. Like come up to me and be like, hey, Corinda, I know you. Let's meet in real life. Because I want to get to meet y'all. Like I love getting to meet y'all. I love getting to see my coaching clients. I love getting to see my followers if you're in the group. I love getting to meet my podcast listeners. It is the coolest thing in the world to get to meet y'all. And it helps me put a face and a voice and all of that stuff to the name. So if y'all run into me at imaging, come and see me. I'm sure there will be other people with purple hair, but look for purple hair and that will narrow down the audience quite a bit. After imaging on January 31st, I will be hosting a free webinar on January 31st. And we're going to be talking about how to go into this year and how to make a plan, a smart plan, based on some of these principles we talked about today. So we're going to break down some of these things and talk about them. And I'm going to give you some tips and pieces of advice for planning your year. This is going to be a free event that anybody can attend on January 31st at 12 p.m. Central Time. The details will be in the show notes if you want to join us there. And then on February 1st and 2nd, we are going to be hosting our Plan Your Year workshop, which is really our deep dive into how to plan your year, how to attack your new year in a way that makes you feel like you have something to work towards, makes you feel like you have a structure, a system in place for your business to meet your goals and to get where you need to be. During our Plan Your Year workshop, I also share my giant, amazing spreadsheet with all of you that I use to do my audit in my business. I have this awesome spreadsheet built that helps you look at your numbers. It helps you look at your finances. It helps you look at your goals. And it is really just a gold mine and a huge wealth of information. And everyone who comes to the Plan Your Workshop falls in love with this document. And it's something that you can use time and time again in your business throughout the year to really check in on your business and check in on your goals. And so we'll put the details in the show notes on how to join us on our Plan Your Year workshop on February 1st and 2nd. Or if you want to join us on our Plan Your Year webinar on January 31st, there will be details in there about that as well. So January 31st is a free event. It'll be about an hour long. And then on February 1st and 2nd, we will have our paid full-blown workshop. It'll be about 4 hours both days. It is a pretty long workshop. It takes about anywhere from 6 to 8 hours to get through, depending on how many questions there are and how much help y'all want going through things versus how much listening y'all want to do. So it always depends on the crowd, how long it takes us to actually get through the workshop together. But I would love to see all of you there. Make sure you come say hi if you're at Imaging USA. If you're going to be there and you want to connect, just shoot me a DM and we can connect as well and hopefully plan a time to run into each other. I'll also be hosting a little event on Saturday before imaging really gets started. So if you're interested in connecting and coming to our event on Saturday, let me know and I can get you all of the details there as well. I hope y'all have a great time in Nashville. I hope to see some of y'all there. If you need any restaurant recommendations, I gotcha because I love Nashville. I'm obsessed. We have been to Nashville a lot and I know all the good places to go eat. So I got you there if you want any good food recs. But I will see hopefully some of you in Nashville and I hope y'all are able to take this episode today and really just dig into it and really start to go into learning and education in your business from a different standpoint and make smart decisions in your business so you can hop off that hamster wheel and you don't do what I did. You don't reinvent your pricing 8 times in a year. You don't change your business every time you go to a new workshop or to a new conference, and then you're feeling frustrated because it didn't work for you. I hope that you can do that. And honestly, take it from me. I've tried all the pricing systems. I've tried all the methods. Guys, this is a big thing I tell my coaching clients. I have tried them all. So I am an open book, and I will tell you what worked for me, what didn't work for me, what I found caused issues for me, what pieces of things were good that I have used to implement the system that I now have today in my business, which some of that did come from a lot of trial and error, honestly, being on the hamster wheel for a lot of years. But now that I'm finally off of it, it is so freeing and it is such a great way to be in my business. And I really do enjoy my business so much more now. So jump off that hamster wheel with me. And I am so excited to hear what your thoughts are about this episode. So feel free to head over into our Facebook group, Photography Business Tune Up with Corinne Decay, and share your thoughts on this episode. How has it changed your perspective on the hamster wheel of running a business? Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please make sure you share it on social media or leave a rating and review. As always, you can check out the links and resources in the show notes over at MasterYourMindMoney.com. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at MasterYourMindMoney. And don't forget to join our free Facebook group, Photography Business Tune-Up with Corinne Decay. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.